Time to look at sports. We're joined by Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports Contributor. Okay, so Ibrahim, in the World Cup, we've had Spain, England, Germany, and even France all kind of falling down on the job. So Europe not showing up too well in the World Cup. But amazingly, in the U.S. Open, we have this amazing result for Europe, right? I mean, Graham McDowell became the first European in 40 years to win the U.S. Open. What happened to the Americans?
That's actually a really good point to start that. He was Graham McDowell of Northern Ireland. He shot 3 over 74 to win the 110th U.S. Open. And it was at a treacherous course. I don't know if you saw any of the footage, but Pebble Beach in California, where the U.S. Open was played, it just seems like a brutal place to play.
It can be so nasty. Yeah. Beautiful place, but nasty.
Exactly. It's gorgeous. Like the shots that go off are like falling into crevices and off cliffs. So if you're shooting well, and you could tell by the scores, you know, no one really was under par.
Right. But Els, Mickelson, and Tiger Woods all came in third, fourth, and fifth. Was this a matter of a McDowell playing really, really well, or was it a matter of the Americans just not getting the job done?
I think it was just a question of who was going to hang on the most. Dustin Johnson of the USA, he was the 54-hole leader. He shot a 42 on the front nine, but he knocked himself out of contention in the final day. He shot a final round of 82. And some of those shots, actually, that he shot were some of those really wild and crazy. It looked like the wind just took the golf ball all over the place.
Okay, speaking of wild and crazy, I mean, some of the surprises that we've had in the World Cup. I mean, Italy, defending champions. What happened with New Zealand?
I think what you're looking at with Italy is just that
it's a 1-1 draw.
They 1-1 draw with New Zealand. It was the biggest game result. Let's not say it was a win, but in a sense, it was an emotional victory for New Zealand.
Yeah.
But for the All Whites, which is their nickname, it was the biggest result that they could possibly have imagined. But I think what's happening with Italy is that they're just kind of an old team. They're playing uninspired soccer. And that's sort of what's coming out.
Harsh words from Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. Okay, we cannot move away from the World Cup without talking about what John called the United States team being robbed. They tied 2-2 on Friday with a match with Slovenia. They got during a foul play, they got it into the goal.
Landon Donovan to take the free kick, and it's into the back of the net. But the goal is going to be disallowed. It won't come. Adu thought he'd scored a winner for the USA. It is ruled out.
What do you think, Ibrahim? Did the U.S. win?
I think this is probably the best thing to happen for U.S. soccer this year, because now people are paying attention. And when Americans are jilted, Americans get mad, and hopefully it'll cause some passion around the game, and hopefully
paying
we'll
attention.
Win
the bar is so high. Yeah, so, win against Algeria on Wednesday, and they advance.
Correct.
So that's the takeaway.
Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, the Takeaway Sports Contributor.
Good morning.